人到底能倒霉到什么程度？
How bad can people get?
算是到头了。
It's finally over.
丢钱包，失业，还是失恋呢？
Well, if lost, unemployment, or heartbreak.
那都不算倒霉。
That's not bad luck.
谁还能一辈子都那么顺呢？
Who can be so lucky all the time?
真正的倒霉是那种
The real misfortune is that
不管你躲哪儿去
No matter where you hide
不管你做了多少准备
No matter how much preparation you have made
老天爷还是能精准找到你的那种倒霉
Oh, you're still so clumsy that you can't even find your own way
可能有时候你觉得倒霉到头了
Sometimes you might feel like you've hit rock bottom.
结果发现这才刚开始。
The results showed that this was just the beginning.
左边这位被雷劈了七次。
The man on the left was struck by lightning 7 times.
每一次都有官方记录。
There are official records every time.
右边这位更离谱。
The one on the right is even more outrageous.
他亲历了人类历史上第一颗原子弹爆炸。
He witnessed the first atomic bomb explosion in human history.
九死一生逃出来。
A near-death experience.
结果三天之后。
As a result, 3 days later.
第二颗又在他面前炸了。
The second one exploded in front of him.
今天咱们就聊聊这俩人的故事。
Today, let's talk about the stories of these two people.
1942年
1942,
美国弗吉尼亚州有个叫罗伊·沙利文的护林员。
There is a forest ranger named Roy Shallet in Virginia, USA.
当年他也就30岁左右吧。
He was probably around 30 years old back then.
有一天
One day,
他正在山头巡逻的时候
He was patrolling the mountain when
突然就起了一阵大风
Suddenly, a strong wind blew
紧接着乌云密布
Immediately, dark clouds gathered
天色一下子就黑了
The sky turned dark all of a sudden
气温也跟着降下来了
The temperature also dropped
这明显是要变天了。
It's obviously going to change.
罗伊一看
Roy looked.
这是要下暴雨呀。
It looks like it's going to rain heavily.
就赶紧跑山头上一座瞭望塔里去了。
Quickly ran to the top of the mountain to a watchtower.
想在那儿避避雨。
I want to go there to avoid the rain.
但他情急之下忽略了一件事儿。
But in his haste, he overlooked one thing.
那个塔才刚建好。
The tower was just completed.
就差避雷针。
Just a little bit more.
没装了。
Not installed.
进去没多长时间。
Not long after entering.
咔嚓一声。
Click.
一道闪电劈下来。
A lightning bolt struck.
瞬间火光四溅
A flash of light
跟灾难片似的
Like a disaster movie
由于这整座塔是100%的木质结构
Because the entire tower is made of 100% wood
很快就有好几处都着了火了
Soon, several places had already caught fire
罗伊眼看着这火势越来越旺
Roy watched the fire grow bigger and bigger.
越来越大。
Getting bigger.
再不跑就得变成烧鹌鹑。
If I don't run, I'll be roasted like a quail.
把他吓得赶紧从塔顶往下冲，往外冲。
He was so scared that he quickly jumped down from the top of the tower and ran out.
没想到不跑。
Unexpectedly, no running.
还好。
Okay.
刚下了几个台阶
Just came down a few steps.
又一道闪电劈下来了。
Another lightning struck.
这道闪电正好落他脚下，一下子就把他击倒了。
The lightning struck him right under his feet, knocking him down.
皮鞋也击穿了。
The shoes were also worn out.
头发也着了。
My hair is also getting gray.
本来他那一头秀发。
Originally, his long hair.
这回都成了卷毛了。
Now, they've all become voles.
当时他大脑一片空白。
At that moment, his mind was blank.
能感知到的只有强烈的耳鸣。
The only thing I could perceive was a strong ringing in my ears.
要是换成别人的话。
If it were someone else's,
可能就得交代在那儿。
Maybe I have to explain it there.
但罗伊命挺大。
But Roy's life is good.
仗着年轻，体格好。
Taking advantage of their youth and physical fitness.
被救援的及时。
The timely rescue.
同事们把他送到医院。
My colleagues took him to the hospital.
紧急抢救。
Emergency rescue.
硬是挺过来了。
It managed to survive.
这事儿过去了二十多年之后。
After more than 20 years.
到了1969年。
By 1969.
罗伊·沙利文已经是个中年人了。
Roy Shalloway is already a middle-aged man.
但工作没变。
But the work didn't change.
还是个护林员。
Still a forest ranger.
那天
That day,
他开着巡逻车。
He drove the patrol car.
在山林间的公路上转悠。
Driving along the road in the mountains.
又碰上倒霉事了。
I'm in trouble again.
刚才还好好的天儿突然就黑了。
Just a moment ago, the weather was fine, but suddenly it turned dark.
凉爽惬意的风也停了。
The cool and pleasant breeze has also stopped.
紧接着咔嚓一声。
Then a click.
一道闪电。
A flash of lightning.
劈在了他的车窗上。
He hit my car.
这个电流从窗户穿进来。
This current is coming from the window.
打在了他的身上。
Hit him on the body.
一下子就把他干昏过去了。
He was not unconscious.
罗伊咣当一声就瘫在了方向盘上。
Roy slumped against the steering wheel.
一动不动。
Still,
当时车还没熄火。
When the car hadn't even stopped,
保持着前行的状态。
Maintaining momentum.
一路往前冲。
Go forward.
要不是最后卡在了一个排水沟里了的话。
If it hadn't been for the fact that it got stuck in a drainage ditch.
再往前几十厘米就得翻。
If you go back a few centimeters, you'll have to turn.
前边悬崖底下去。
There is a cliff ahead, and it goes down.
等他醒过来之后。
After he wakes up.
满车都是焦糊味啊。
A whole car smells like burnt food.
眉毛、眼睫毛都烧没了。
Eyebrows and eyelashes are all burnt.
头发也一撮一撮的了。
A few strands of hair fell out.
身上起了好几个大水泡。
There are several large blisters on my body.
但人还是没死。
But the person didn't die.
第三次是一年之后。
The third one is a year later.
1970年，这回闪电劈中了他们家后院的变压器，电流。
In 1970, a lightning strike hit their backyard transformer.
从电线跳到了水管子上。
From the electrical wire to the water pipe.
又顺着水管子传进了他们家房子里。
Then it went through the pipe and into their house.
罗伊当时正在厨房洗手呢。
Roy was washing his hands in the kitchen at the time.
手上的水导了电。
The water in my hand conducts electricity.
结果可想而知。
The result is predictable.
他的肩膀被严重烧伤。
His shoulders were severely burned.
这一次恢复的时间比头两回都长。
This time, the recovery took longer than the previous two times.
可能是他不像以前那么年轻了。
Maybe he's not as young as he used to be.
花了好几周才康复。
It took several weeks to recover.
这就三次了。
This is the third time.
搁到现在。
Currently,
早上热搜成网红了。
Became a hot topic on the trending list this morning.
标题我都替他想好了。
I've already thought of the titles.
说不上来是倒霉还是幸运的男子三次被雷劈，奇迹生还。
It's hard to say whether it's bad luck or good luck that the man was struck by lightning three times and miraculously survived.
但这才刚刚开始。
But this is just the beginning.
老天爷压根就没打算放过他。
It seems like the heavens were determined to torment him.
1972年第四次。
Fourth, 1972.
罗伊还是正在林间巡逻的时候。
Roy was still patrolling the forest when.
老天爷这次比前几次瞄得准了不少。
Oh my God, this time he aimed much better than before.
估计是那天手感好。
It must have been a good day for my hands.
要不就是拿它练手练的，熟练多了。一道晴天霹雳。
Or it's just that he's been practicing with him and he's become more skilled.
精准地劈的天灵。
Accurately split to the soul.
干上了，电流。
Turn off the current.
瞬间烧焦了头皮。
Burned my scalp instantly.
又从头顶往下转。
Look down from above.
最后把他一只脚的脚底板炸出个大窟窿。
Finally, he blew a large hole in the sole of one of his feet.
这次伤势比之前任何一次都重，把他整得差点瘫痪在床。
This injury was more serious than any previous one, leaving him almost completely bedridden.
从那以后
From then on,
他就半拉身子发麻。
He was half lying, his limbs numb.
耳朵也特别背了。
The ears are also very recessed.
哎
Oh,
跟他说话的人必须得大点声。
The person speaking to him must speak louder.
扯着脖子喊。
Yelling with his mouth wide open.
否则他根本听不着。
Otherwise, he would not be able to understand.
但他还是活下来了。
But he still survived.
然后时间就到了1973年。
Then, the time came to 1973.
哎。那次更离谱。
That was even more outrageous.
跟第三次有点像。他在家拧开水龙头。
It's a bit like the third time he was at home, turning on the faucet.
洗了个脸。
Wash your face.
又伸手去够一个湿毛巾。
Reach out and grab a wet towel.
想擦一下。
I want to wipe it.
没成想这毛巾一头刚碰着脸。
Surprisingly, this towel, one end just touched my face.
那头还在铁架子上搭着呢。
It's still lying on the rack.
轰隆一声。
Boom.
一道雷劈在了他们家附近。电流。
A lightning strike hit their house.
又顺着金属管子传进来了。
I also heard it coming through the metal pipe.
穿过水龙头。
Pass through the faucet.
穿过他手里的湿毛巾，啪一下。
He wiped his face with a wet towel.
直接劈脸上了。这一下。
He directly attacked the face.
导致他鼻子被烧伤。
Cause his nose was burned.
左眼也瞎了。
The left eye is also blind.
到了1976年。
By 1976,
罗伊觉得自己这辈子也太倒霉了。
Roy felt that he had been the unluckiest person in the world.
他可能是被雷劈次数最多。
He is likely the person who has been struck by lightning the most times.
但还没死的记录保持者了。
But still, the record holder hasn't died.
拉倒吧。
Hath lost.
我可不敢再冒险了。
I can't afford to take any more risks.
所以他干脆就辞了职，就。
So he just quit his job.
在家里猫着，没事。
Just staying at home and not going out is fine.
尽量连门都不出。
Try to stay out of trouble.
但有一天，他可能是在屋里憋的。
But one day he was probably in the house.
时间太长了。
It's been too long.
太无聊了。
So boring.
就出去散了个步。
Just went for a walk.
走着走着又变天了。
Walking and walking, suddenly it started to rain.
转眼之间又是阴云密布。
In a blink of an eye, it was again overcast.
罗伊抬头一看。
Roy looked up.
心想。
I thought,
哎呀
！Oh no！
我的妈呀
！Oh my God！
老天爷，你是真不放过我呀
！Oh my God！ You're really not letting me go！
又来劈我了
！Again he's attacking me！
于是他就赶紧往家跑。
If he's going to do that, he should just go home。
没成想，刚跑到家门口，门都推开了。
Surprisingly, I just ran home and opened the door.
可这雷还是追上来了。
But the thunder still chased after me.
他上半身都进屋了。
He has entered the house.
这雷劈他腿上了。
He was struck by lightning.
幸亏他跑得快。
Luckily, he ran fast.
要是再慢一秒啊，劈他脑瓜门子上。
If I'm even a second slower,
那就不一定有之前那么幸运了。
Then it won't be as lucky as before.
这就六次了。
This is the sixth time.
大多数人这辈子连一次雷劈人都没见过。
Most people in their lifetime have never been struck by lightning.
罗伊
Boy,
却被雷从头到脚的劈了个遍。
However, it was struck by lightning from head to toe.
还活着。
Still alive.
到了1977年。
By 1977.
罗伊觉得自己总被雷劈。
Roy felt like he was being struck by lightning.
可能跟他们家附近的那些树木太高有关系。
This might be related to the trees near their house being too tall.
那些大树容易引雷。
Those big trees attract lightning.
于是他就计划着出去。
So he planned to go out.
找个平坦的地方放松一下。
Find a flat place to relax.
想来想去。
Thinking about it.
我上哪儿呢？
Where should I go?
他就想到了他们这个镇子附近有个湖，湖边一马平川的，什么高大的东西都没有。
He thought of the fact that the town was located near a lake with a vast, flat area of land stretching out along the shore.
所以他就选了个天气好的日子，到湖边去钓鱼去。
So he chose a day with good weather to go fishing by the lake.
可就在这个钓鱼的过程中
Just in this fishing process,
老天爷还是没放过他。
It seems like the heavens are still not forgiving.
那天一开始吧
He was initially.
确实还是挺阳光明媚的。
It's definitely quite sunny and bright.
到了中午11点多钟就又开始了黑云压顶电闪雷鸣。
It started again at around 11:30 with dark clouds.And heavy rain accompanied by lightning and thunder.
罗伊一看这情况，经验告诉他。
Roy, seeing the situation, knew from experience that
大事不好了。
This is a big problem.
赶紧收拾东西。
Quickly pack up your belongings.
准备开车回家。
Getting ready to drive home.
可还没等他上车，从天而降的大雷又落他头顶上了。
But before he could get into the car, a sudden thunderstorm fell on his head.
这道雷比以往任何一次都猛烈。
This storm was more intense than any storm before.
直接就把他轰飞出去了。
Just blast him out.
好几米，头发、帽子全都烧焦了。
Several meters of hair and hat were burned.
啊，这照片里边这个帽子就是他当年那个被雷劈了以后。
In this photo, this hat is the one he wore after being struck by lightning.
留下来的。
Left behind.
你看那帽子上边还有那个痕迹呢。
I see the mark on the brim of his hat.
一个大窟窿。
A big hole.
哎。
Oh.
他的头发帽子全被烧焦了。
His hair and hat were completely burned.
胸口一大片灼伤。
A large area of burns on the chest.
整个人差点昏过去。
I almost fainted.
但还有更荒唐的事儿。
But there are even more absurd things.
他颤颤巍巍地爬起来之后。
After he got up, he was shaky.
发现不知道什么时候来了一头熊。
I found that there was a bear that came without knowing when.
那熊干什么呢？
What is the bear doing?
正在偷他刚才钓上来的鱼呢。
He was stealing the fish that he had just caught.
罗伊忍着疼。
Roy endured the pain.
随手捡起来一块石头。
Pick up a stone at random.
把那头熊给撵跑了。
Chase that bear away.
你说离谱不离谱？
You say it's outrageous or not.
正常来说呢。
Normally.
哪有熊怕人呢？
Are there any bears that are afraid of people?
人应该怕熊才对呀。
People should be afraid of bears.
估计他当时那惨样。
I can only imagine what he must have looked like at that moment.
连熊看着都吓懵了。
Even the bear was stunned.
这个不是玩笑。
This is not a joke.
罗伊·沙利文遭遇的这七次雷击全都有官方记录。
The seven lightning strikes that Roy Shalloway experienced were all officially recorded.
他还因为这事儿被载入了吉尼斯世界纪录了呢。
He was also listed in the Guinness World Records for this.
成了被雷击次数。
The number of times struck by lightning.
最多还活下来的人。
The last one to survive.
1983年
1983
65岁的罗伊不知道因为什么自尽了，也没留遗嘱。
65-year-old Roy died without knowing the cause or leaving a will.
谁都不知道原因。
No one knows the reason.
很多人猜测，可能是他觉得活得太累了。
Many people speculated that he might have felt too tired to live.
下一个故事比前边那个更惨。时间是1945年8月初，二战快结束的时候。
The next story is even more tragic than the previous one. The time is early August 1945, when World War Roman II is about to end.
日本有个叫山口江的海军工程师。
There was a Japanese naval engineer named Yamaguchi.
那年29岁。
That year, I was 29 years old.
正是精力充沛、事业起飞的年纪。
This is the age when you can achieve great things with your energy and enthusiasm.
那段时间他一直在外地忙着设计邮轮，仨月都没回家了。
During that period, he had been busy designing three cruise ships and hadn't returned home for 3 months.
最近他总算忙得告一段落了。
Recently, he finally had a break from his busy schedule.
计划要休个假。
I'm planning to take a vacation.
回家看看老婆孩子去。就在休假头一天早晨，他走路去工厂的时候。
When he went to work on the first day of his vacation, he walked to the factory.
那是归心似箭。
That's a matter of faith.
那脑子里全是和妻儿团聚的画面。
What's in your head is all about the image of reuniting with your family.
哎。
Oh.
他就这么一边想着
He thought about it like this
一边走着
While walking
不知不觉的就来到了工厂门口
Unknowingly, I arrived at the factory gate
这时候他的头顶上一阵轰鸣
At this moment, a loud noise came from his head
打乱了思绪
Disrupted my thoughts
山口江抬头一看
Amateur River looking up.
前方2公里左右的城市上空盘旋着一架军用飞机。
A military aircraft is flying over the city about 2 kilometers ahead.
就在他看着飞机的同时
While he was watching the plane,
飞机上掉下来一个什么东西。
What fell from the plane?
他想仔细看看呢。
He wanted to take a closer look.
是个什么玩意儿
What is that?
还没等他看明白那个东西就已经落地了
Before he could figure out what that thing was it had already landed
紧接着在落地的位置闪出了一道极其耀眼的白光
Immediately after landing a very bright white light flashed at the landing position
哎，有多么耀眼
How radiant you are
有多么亮呢
How bright is it?
那是他这辈子都没见过的
That was the first time he had ever seen it
亮面前的一切瞬间一片惨白
Everything in front of me suddenly turned a ghastly white
什么都看不见
Can't see anything
大概2秒钟之后吧
Probably about 2 seconds
传来一声巨响
There was a loud bang.
轰隆隆轰隆隆的说巨响都不够。
The loud noise of thunder is not enough.
至少是巨响的100倍。
At least 100 times louder.
同时呢还伴随着剧烈的抖动。
At the same time, it was accompanied by violent shaking.
好像地球都跟着颤悠了一下了。山口江瞬间就明白了。
It seemed like the earth had trembled slightly. Yamaguchi instantly understood.
从飞机上掉下来的绝对是个炸弹。
It's definitely a bomb that fell from the plane.
并且这个炸弹威力还非常大。
And this bomb is also very powerful.
于是他本能的就地一滚，滚进了路边的排水沟。
So he instinctively rolled into the roadside drainage ditch.
下一秒就冲过来一股排山倒海般的气浪。
The next second, a wave of energy surged forward.
哎
Oh,
这个气浪的力量啊
This gust of wind's power.
摧枯拉朽一样
To wither and die.
几乎摧毁了他路过的一切。
It almost destroyed everything he had ever achieved.
山口江就跟一个塑料袋似的。
The Yamaguchi River is like a plastic bag.
被气浪
by the wind,
从排水沟里给卷了出去。
Taken out from the drain.
在天上翻了好几个跟头之后。
After flipping several times in the air.
又咣一声重重。
Bang.
摔在地上。
Fall to the ground.
直接就摔昏过去了。
He collapsed and passed out.
不知道过了多长时间。
I don't know how long it has been.
绝对不能太长啊。
Absolutely not too long.
估计也就是1-2个小时吧。
It should only take about 1 hour or 2.
他醒过来了。
He woke up.
醒来之后当
After waking up,
当时他是浑身说不上来的。
At that time, he was in a state of confusion.
哪儿都难受啊。
It's hard everywhere.
就跟上万只蚂蚁在啃着他的骨头似的。
It's like thousands of ants gnawing on his bones.
耳朵里也嗡嗡嗡嗡的一直耳鸣。
There is also a buzzing sound in my ear.
他抬头一看。
He looked up.
到处都是断瓦残垣和乱飘的灰烬。
There were broken walls and scattered ashes everywhere.
刚才炸弹掉下来的方向升起一个巨大的蘑菇云。
Just now, the direction where the bomb fell rose a huge mushroom cloud.
相信听到这儿你也明白了。
I believe you have understood it by now.
山口江刚刚经历的是世界上第一次原子弹爆炸。
The Yamagata Strait has just experienced the world's first atomic bomb explosion.
它所在的地方正是日本广岛。
It is located in Hiroshima, Japan.
后来山口江竟然非常不可思议的
Later, Yamagata Bay was surprisingly
勉强从地上爬起来了
Troubled to get up from the ground.
他身上有严重的烧伤，耳膜破裂
He has severe burns with his eardrum ruptured.
尽管眼睛还能隐隐约约地看着点影，也没比瞎了强哪儿去。
Even if I could still vaguely see some shadows, it wouldn't be better than being blind.
哎
Oh?
离雨太远的东西
Things that are too far away from the rain.
他看不清
He can't see.
当时他也不知道上哪儿，只能蹒跚着往工厂的方向走。这一道啊
At that time, he didn't know where to go. So he could only stumble towards the factory.
他就见到了这辈子都忘不了的场景了。
He witnessed a scene that he would never forget for the rest of his life.
在他能见的范围之内
Within his range of vision,
他看到了到处都是横七竖八、缺胳膊少腿的尸体。
He saw that there were corpses scattered everywhere, with limbs missing and bodies twisted.
所有建筑都移
All buildings were demolished.
为了平地，进了工厂之后
After the factory was built on flat ground,
他碰上了两个
He encountered two.
跟他一样幸存下来
He survived just like you.
但也半死不活的同事
Also,There are some colleagues who are barely alive.
三个人经过一番商量
After a discussion among the three of them,
最终决定这个地方待不了了
finally decided that this place is not suitable for staying.
咱们得赶紧走
We need to hurry up.
离开广岛
Leave Hiroshima.
可问题是怎么走啊
How does it go?
交通已经完全瘫痪了
Traffic has completely paralyzed.
他们只能靠两条腿
They can only rely on two legs.
一步一步踩着废墟和坑坑洼洼的路往外走
Step by step, I walked out, stepping on the rubble and potholes.
最终
Finally,
他们碰上一辆还在运行着的货运列车
They encountered a running freight train.
山口江爬上了列车。
Yamagata River climbed onto the train.
一路忍着剧痛咬牙。
I endured the pain and bit my teeth.
坚持几天之后。
After a few days.
终于回到了老家长崎。
Finally back to the old hometown of Ketsaki.
他在家里全身裹着绷带跟木乃伊似的躺了好几天
He lay in bed for several days wrapped in bandages like a mummy
感觉稍微好点了之后就想啊
After feeling a little better I thought
我可以说是全日本最幸运的人了吧
I can say that I am the luckiest person in all of Japan
经历了那么大的灾难都没死
Having survived such a disaster,
可那些无辜死去的人怎么办呢
What about the innocent people who died?
我这不成苟且偷生了吗
Am I being unfaithful?
啊
Oh,
不行
No,
我得做点什么
I have to do something.
于是他决定不能就这么躺着
So he decided that he couldn't just lie down like this.
得去公司总部把广岛船厂的情况汇报一下。
Go to the headquarters to report the situation of Hiroshima Shipyard.
家里人全都劝他。
Everyone in the family discouraged him.
别去。
Don't go.
他不听。
He doesn't listen.
8月9号那天早上。
On the morning of August 9th,
他不顾家人的反对。
He disregarded the opposition of his family.
顶着一脸纱布。
With a bandage on his forehead,
拖着虚弱的身体来到了公司。
He dragged himself to the company, weak and exhausted.
位于长崎的总部。
Located in Nagasaki, the headquarters.
见着上司之后，他
After seeing the boss,
他用嘶哑的声音，有气无力地开口汇报啊。
He spoke weakly and with a hoarse voice.
广岛被寻
Hiroshima was found.
我们从来都没见过的炸弹给炸平了。
We have never seen a bomb that could flatten a building. Well,
话刚说到这儿
just when the conversation was about to end,
窗外又突然传来一声轰然巨响、啊、
Suddenly, there was another loud crash outside.
地面开始剧烈的乱晃
The ground began to shake violently.
所有的玻璃都咔嚓咔嚓的碎裂
All the glass shattered with a crash.
天花板也都碎了。
The ceiling is also broken.
噼里啪啦的往下掉，山口江瞬间就明白了。
The rain fell in sheets, and in an instant, the slope was clear.
这是炸弹又来了。
This is a bomb.
他转头看向窗外。
He turned his head to look out the window.
第二个。
Second.
蘑菇云正在长崎的天空中缓缓升起。
The mushroom cloud is slowly rising in the sky above Nagasaki.
他再次受伤。
He was injured again.
再次昏迷。
Fell unconscious again.
被埋在了废墟之下。
Buried under the ruins.
但他又一次活了下来。
But he lived again.
这次比广岛那次伤得重严重多了。
This is much worse than the Hiroshima bombing.
他的全身几乎每一寸皮肤都被烧伤啊。
His entire body was almost completely burned.
什么脱水、高烧
？What are the symptoms of dehydration and high fever?
耳聋
，deafness，
辐射中毒
，radiation poisoning，
什么他都占了。
He has everything.
但他没死。
But he didn't die.
不仅如此
Moreover,
他的老婆孩子也都幸存了下来。
His wife and children also survived.
这一家三口成了日本少数几个在原子弹的袭击下活下来的人。
His family became one of the few people in Japan who survived the atomic bombing.
几十年后，已经进入晚年的山口江。
In a few decades, the Yamabachi River will be entering its twilight years.
还把自己的经历向政府坦白。
Just confessed his experience to the government.
政府起初根本就不信。
The government initially didn't believe it at all.
经过大量核实之后。
After extensive verification.
2009年，日本政府正式承认。
In 2009, the Japanese government formally recognized
山口江是历史上唯一一个在广岛和长崎两次核爆中幸存下来的人。
Yamakawa, the only survivor of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
山口江活到了93岁。以上就
The Yamaguchi River has been alive for over 93 years.
就是今天这俩故事的全部内容了。
That's all the two stories for today.
感谢您的观看啊。
Thank you for watching.
咱们下次见啊。
See you next time.
我有很多很多的故事已经迫不及待地讲给大伙听了。
I also have many stories to tell, and I am eager to share them with everyone.